Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
An excellent all-round performance from Yuvraj Singh helped India to a comfortable 5-wicket win over a young and occasionally indisciplined England side at Pune's Subrata Roy Sahara Stadium. Alex Hale got England off to a brisk start with a fluent half-century, but Yuvraj Singh's 3 wickets pegged them back in the middle before a late onslaught from Jos Buttler took them to a scarcely competitive 157-6 on what was a perfect batting wicket. A brace of wickets in the fifth over from Tim Bresnan arrested a wayward start to India's run chase that has seen both opening bowlers start with wides. However, Yuvraj Singh led into Danny Briggs' only over, taking 16 from the final 3 balls, as England's bowlers failed to deliver the middle over squeeze that India's had. India eventually won in the 18th over, with MS Dhoni unbeaten on 24. New Zealand have been dealt a major blow ahead of their test series against current number one South Africa, with the news that Tim Southee has been ruled out after being diagnosed with a ruptured ligament in his thumb. Southee sustained the injury while diving the field during a recently concluded Plunkett Shield match between Northern Districts and Wellington. Southee is to have surgery on his thumb, and the procedure is likely to keep him out of the game for 6 to 8 weeks. Vernon Philander is in doubt for the New Year's Test against New Zealand after a flare-up of his left hamstring occurred during day one of the first-class match between Cape Cobras and Titans in Cape Town. Philander bowled 5 overs and took a wicket before leaving the ground to have scans. Initial estimates were a recovery time of 7 to 10 days, but that has been extended to up to 2 weeks following the results of scans. Rory Kleinwald is likely to be Philander's replacement, as he was during the test series against Australia. And the auction for the second Bangladesh Premier League has seen Shakib Ul Hassan the most expensive player at $365,000. Imran Nazir is the most expensive overseas player and was bought for $280,000 by Chittagong. Other high-profile names involved in the event include Pakistanis Shoaib Malik and Umar Akmal, who will play for Khulna Royal Bengal, and Tamim Iqbal and Marlon Samuels, who will play for Duronto Rajshahi.